Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is July 18th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our history of trading videos on johnlothiannews.com on the MarketsWiki Education page, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Acuity announced today it was teaming up with humanitarian and environmental charity Harmek to launch a new derivatives industry Christmas dinner in London. The event will be held on December 6th at the Royal Horse Guards, and plans are to bring together 200 senior derivatives executives from the European market. The profits from the event will all go to the charity. How hot is it in Tokyo? According to a Bloomberg report, temperatures have soared nearly 9 degrees Celsius, that's 16 degrees Fahrenheit, above the seasonal average as the extreme heat blanketing the world continues to smash historical norms. The headline of the Bloomberg piece is Tokyo heat smashes 150-year trend as extreme weather bakes globe. Canada is not the only spot to suffer wildfires from the hot, arid conditions amid the hottest days ever recorded. Around the rest of the world, the hot, dry conditions in Greece are the site of multiple fires near Athens, the New York Times reports. The punishing heat waves are gripping much of the Northern Hemisphere, the Times said. Cboe Global Markets CEO Ed Tilley was on CNBC's Halftime Report yesterday discussing 0 days to expiration option contracts, the launch of new ETF option products, and concerns about retail traders making short-term, quote-unquote, gambles in the market, CNBC reported. DRW's Don Wilson is in the news with a real estate offering. He is selling the most monumental home in Wicker Park's Beer Baron Row, Crane Chicago Business reports. Actually, he's selling a grand Second Empire-style mansion on Hoyne Avenue and its former coach house, two pieces of real estate he acquired and recombined. Crane says, quote, the two buildings have a combined 10,250 square feet, 8,250 square feet of that in the main house, on a lot that's 14,700 square feet, or about 4.7 times the standard Chicago lot. Meanwhile, Citadel's Ken Griffin continues to be busy in the real estate space, this time in the commercial real estate space in Miami. According to a Bloomberg report, he, quote, snapped up a property on Palm Beach's Worth Avenue for $83 million, located next to a former Neiman Marcus store that his firm has planned to use as an office. In case you wanted to buy Don Wilson's Wicker Park mansion or compete for Miami real estate with Ken Griffin, the Powerball jackpot has reached $1 billion, one of the largest jackpots ever, Bloomberg reports. Did you ever want to be a helicopter pilot? Well, the training for real helicopter pilots now involves using virtual reality headsets for flight simulation. Loft Dynamics, a small Swiss technology startup, is providing flight simulation technology to the FAA for them to evaluate virtual reality technology for the first time, Bloomberg reported. For all you gamers out there who have been landing copters and F-16s for years, this is your chance to get your licenses. The London Stock Exchange has published the Green Economy Mark Report 2023. The report provides insights into the role of financial markets in the global green economy, trends in sustainable investment in key sectors and technologies, and details on how investors are shifting their focus towards sustainable investment strategies. Learn more and download the report with a link in today's newsletter. Green Biz, Workiva, and PwC are presenting a webinar, Double Materiality and the European Sustainability Reporting Standards, ESRS, on August 3rd, 2023, from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. The ESRS, near approval by the European Commission, will help transform corporate ESG disclosures, impacting thousands of EU-based companies as well as U.S. and other non-EU headquartered companies as early as the fiscal year 24 reporting period. Learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were One Big Bet, Option Trader Wages Higher Rates Have Peaked, A Summer Calm is Falling Over Wall Street, and Cboe launches new sweep order types to bolster liquidity targeting for traders. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a couple of videos from our IDX coverage. The first one is Will Mitting. Will Mitting, the founder of Acuity, talks about headwinds and tailwinds in the European derivatives industry at IDX 2023. JLN correspondent Julie Ross talked to Will Mitting, the founder and managing director of Acuity, at IDX 2023 in London, about the work he is doing at Acuity and the biggest issues he is seeing in the European derivatives markets, including fallout from Brexit, the unwelcome mandate on where to clear swaps, and the IFR capital rules. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Our second video is Trading Technologies CEO Todd and EVP Garrow talk with JLN at IDX London about their vision of TT becoming a multi-asset provider. Trading Technology executives Keith Todd, CEO, and Nick Garrow, Executive Vice President of Multi-Asset and Buy-Side Trading, were interviewed by JLN correspondent Julie Ross at the FIA International Derivatives Week, IDX, in London recently. Todd and Garrow discussed the company's planned expansion into FX trading, which was announced at IDX, and the firm's vision of being a multi-asset class provider. You'll watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Black Enterprise. The headline, her app has recirculated $10 million into Black-owned businesses. Now she's expanding into 10 more countries. Meet Mandy Bowman, the founder and CEO of Official Black Wall Street, OBWS, an innovative marketplace app that is now the fastest growing platform for finding and supporting Black-owned businesses in the United States. All in all, Mandy says that her app has already recirculated about $10 million in sales and business services back into Black-owned businesses. Now, she is focused on expanding her services to 10 other countries, including Canada, South America, France, the UK, and the Netherlands. My comment, connecting people is a powerful tool, especially where there is pent-up potential and talent. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, being a financial influencer is fun until you're fined. Britain's money police are homing in on what finance firms, celebrities, and finfluencers are touting on social media. Being a social media influencer used to be so much fun and rewarding. Bash out a post about your lovely new shoes, favorite drink, and a hot new money-making scheme and watch the likes and dollars roll in. But some busybody always has to get involved. Those fun sponges at Britain's financial conduct regulator and its advertising watchdog are launching an effort to remind celebrities and online personalities that they have real-world responsibilities in what they promote and a whole list of rules to follow. Aside from upsetting their fans, there are massive fines and even prison to worry about. My comment. When you want to take your advice from someone famous, you should maybe do your homework instead. I've been guilty of this too. All of us are apt to fall for it. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, trading platform Robinhood UK hires in bid to target local investors. U.S. retail trading platform Robinhood Markets Inc. is looking to fill key roles in the UK as it prepares to renew its push to win over local investors. The Silicon Valley headquartered firm, which turbocharged buying and selling, quote, meme stocks, unquote, during the pandemic, has opened up posts for UK-based regulatory experts and an operations lead with experience in securities and brokerage. Listings on LinkedIn and the company's website show. My comment. Robinhood is looking for a few stout merry men and women in the UK. Somehow this sounds familiar. Here's a press release from Acuity, as referenced earlier. Acuity and Go Harmic team up to launch the derivatives industry Christmas dinner. Acuity is partnering with humanitarian and environmental charity Go Harmic to launch a new derivatives industry Christmas dinner in London. The dinner, which will be held on the 6th of December at the Royal Horse Guards, will bring together around 200 senior derivatives executives from the European market. Acuity is organizing the event alongside Go Harmic and will donate all profits from the dinner to the charity. My comment. This is a great endeavor, but leaves out those Londoners who celebrate Festivus. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most read story Monday was smoke pollution from Canadian wildfire blankets U.S. cities again from the New York Times. Second was how the ultra-rich use trust to protect the family fortune if their heirs get sued or divorced from Insider. Third was BlackRock to expand proxy voting choice to retail ETF investors from Reuters. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline, UK watchdog proposes tougher rules on finfluencers. FCA says new consumer duty to be applied to social media posts. The UK's financial regulator has proposed new guidance governing how financial products can be marketed on social media platforms to limit what it described as significant consumer harm from unsuitable and illegal promotions. In a consultation that began on Monday, the Financial Conduct Authority said its new consumer duty, which requires banks, insurers, and other financial companies to provide good outcomes for customers, will be applied to social media posts. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, the $236 billion enigma dominating Abu Dhabi's stock market, conglomerate IHC now represents about 30% of the exchange's value. Between 2019 and 2022, an obscure Abu Dhabi stock surged more than 400-fold to become one of the most valuable companies in the Middle East. This year, the shares are going nowhere and once again turning heads. The company is International Holding Company, or IHC, a conglomerate led by United Arab Emirates top security official Sheikh Tanaun bin Zayed Al Nahyan, with a market value of about $236 billion, it is more valuable than many major Western businesses and worth nearly twice as much as General Electric. And then here's a story from the Wall Street Journal as well. FSB chair cautions against declaring victory following banking turmoil. The world's financial system faces an unprecedented stress test as banks and other institutions adjust to soaring borrowing costs, according to the head of the international body that monitors global finance. This scenario is clearly a stress test for the entire financial system. It's unprecedented, and there will be heightened risks for a couple of years, says Klaas Knot, a European Central Bank's policymaker who chairs the Switzerland-based Financial Stability Board, in an interview. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.